Four games to go in the league season. UCD at home on Friday night. Harps in a decent position, 6 points ahead of them, and could be 9 points after Friday night, all going well.
I hope you're right, Seamus. It could be 9 points, it could be six, it could be three, to put it that way to you. Would you take a draw? No, absolutely. And I said this before about it. UCD on their day are excellent. I watched them a month ago against Pats up in Belfield in the Cup. They won 3-1. They played a week later in a league game in Inchicore where they should have won it and drew nil all. And we've a poor record against them. They've beaten us already twice this year. They beat us twice last year, all beaten the first division. And you know, we know basically that if we don't perform on Friday night, we'll get nothing out of it.
Yeah. Still in all, Harps have beaten UCD and Balbuffet this season and beaten them well.
Yeah, we beat them in the previous home game. We played well that night. We lost obviously 3-0 away from home and 1-0 more recently back in June. This may go to the wire, Dermot. You know, we go to Brandywell the last game of the season. UCD had Waterford in the last game, who possibly will be safe by then, or as in that they can't move up or down, if that makes sense. And it could go to that game to see who goes down automatically or who gets in the playoff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're taking it one game at a time. That's the way you've always been this season, Ollie. But out of the corner of your eye, are you looking at the fixtures in the first division, these preliminary playoff matches that are ongoing at the minute?
Not really, Dermot. I mean, like, we know the fixtures because we were in it last year, the exact same position as your, you know, the three that are competing to see who plays, ourselves or UCD. Their games are scheduled Friday, which are our next four games. So even if you were or had one eye on that, you can't get a look at them anyway. And you know, we'd be right agents going to have a look at a playoff game and not get there ourselves. And that's, as I said to you, I think it may go out to the last game of the season. And you know, of all places we're going is the Brendywell. And you know, obviously we'd be hoping that we might have stayed clear of UCD by then.
Yeah. Will you go on to tomorrow night's fixture on the back of a good result down in Turner's Cross, a 0-0 draw against Cork City? It's been a difficult run of results really for Harps, because prior to that lost against Sligo Rovers and lost a few other games as well. But at least there has been this 2 week break, Ollie. Has that been something that's been an advantage to you?
It's hard to know. UCD played two Leinster Senior Cup games the last two Mondays, and you know that could take them on and have them match sharp. With us, we're hoping a few niggles and injuries might have cleared up. It might be a week early for us on Friday. We can't pick and choose. We'd love to have had a game last weekend. We'd love to have a game every weekend for a whole lot of reasons, but financially and football wise, we need to play better than what we've played in the last month, and that includes the away game in Sligo, to a certain extent the away game in Cork, and certainly the second half against Pats at home, where we let a lead slip and you know, the Pats ran out 2-1 winners, Sherman.
And how are you fixed team wise then, Ollie? There are a few niggles, but you'd be hoping that you'd be as near to full strength as you can be.
Yeah, well, we've two suspensions, Sherman, which Nathan Boyle and Dan O'Reilly are both out, which is, you know, two big losses. We've a few niggles in that and a little bit of illness running through it that we need to monitor basically up to match day on Friday to see where we're at with that. But you know, the likes of Michael Geller, while he's resumed training with us, is out longer term and won't be available obviously in time for this, or maybe a week or two yet to come, Dermot. But the two lads suspended, we could have done without it this week of all weeks.
Yeah, that is a blow.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. They've played in most, if not all, games. And both played their part down in Cork 2 weeks ago, to put it that way to you. But with a good panel, Dermot, to be fair, there isn't a whole lot of difference between whether the best player is and whether the least of the 18 is, to put it that way to you. You know, and while you'd like to have maybe, you know, top class players, sometimes it's an advantage that, you know, the difference between the pick of them or the least of them, that's a harsh word, is slim. And you know, people will step up on Friday night. I've no doubt about that part of it, like, you know. Yeah.
And you've always said as well that UCD have plenty of options and plenty of quality in their squad as well. They have a new management team in place. Yeah. And they come to Balbuffet knowing that if they lose on Friday night, Ollie, it's more or less curtains.
Yeah, they have the two Sligo lads back in, Jack Keeney and Liam Carrigan, who are two smashing players. They're back with them for Friday. They're very, very well organised and have some very talented players. You know, they're easy on the eye with the way they play. They keep the ball, they carry the ball very well, and we found that out up in Belfield in particular. And we found it out in Balbuffet last year, albeit in the First Division, with probably a fair amount of changes on both sides since that day.
Yeah. Big crowd, hopefully, again, for what could be a key game in the season.
Well, it is a key game, Dermot. You know, a key game either way. Like, but, you know, we need everyone out there to support us for every reason. You know, I asked them and play with them that should we go a goal down, that they'll back the players out there. And, you know, there's no shame in going a goal down at times. And it's just to try and rally behind us rather than, you know, jumping on the other side of it. And to be fair to the crowd, they've been very, very good to us. But we need them on Friday night to be very good to us. There's a little bit of expectation because UCD are behind us in the table. They're the only ones that are behind us. And please God, it'll continue that way. There's expectation that we'll get a result. Yeah, we're hoping to get a result. But it doesn't always happen that way. And should we go a goal down, we need them to back the young lads that are out there, you know, every bit as much, if not more, than if we go a goal up.